Squirrels and Robots, Episode 85, GamesCon. GamesCon showed off a bunch of trailers for a bunch of games that have been in development forever, so we've probably already heard all the stuff that they've already mentioned, so it's not nothing new.
I swear, it's like every 2 months there's some kind of fill-in-the-blank con to showcase games. Like, every 2 months, it's like, oh, look, we made this kind of progress, here's a trailer. Oh, look, we made this kind of progress, here's a trailer. And so on, and it goes on forever.
Yeah, the only thing of interest to me was Saints Row, but it's looking a little Saints woke. So that may be a pass until I see actual gameplay and not some long-winded trailer that seems to fall flat where it should have soared. That is a harsh take on that. Dude, the devs allegedly said it's more grounded. I don't buy Saints Row games for grounded. I want absurd, bombastic, crude, and insane. Not grounded. I want grounded, I'll go play GTA, alright?
Yeah, alright, I'll get you, I'll get you. They putting Zero Horizon Dawn character Aloy in Genshin Impact for a reason.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Sony just seems to be licensing out their characters like candy now. And frankly, in my opinion, they're just cheapening them by tossing them in games they don't really need to be in.
You know, Genshin Impact isn't really a good fit for Zero Horizon Dawn characters, you know? It's awkward. You know, like Kratos in Fortnite. It's just a big bunch of, why is this here? But there's a director's cut of Death Stranding coming out.
Yeah, you know what? Kojima or not, I don't really need to be playing a longer version of that game, okay? And hey, directors, make the game you release the director's cut, okay? Don't make people buy it all over again because you added new content. That should have been there in the first place. Why is this a thing?
You know, personally, I blame Zack Snyder for this. Everything needs a director's cut now! I want the director's cut of Muppets Take Manhattan. Now, with 40% more Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, okay. Here's my thing. I like games, but yo, the development cycle is so long that by the time the game gets released, there's already been multiple alphas and betas and early access for streamers and so on and so on. And it's like, I end up seeing 12 playthroughs of the game before it's even released. And then when it's actually released, I'm like, didn't this come out already? Streamers were playing this for a year. But even with all those playthroughs and alphas and betas, the game somehow still gets a broken release. I'm tired of it.
Well, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game looks like, it looks nice, you know, it's retro brawler. I used to love those arcade versions back in the day, and you just keep putting money in it. Oh, that Simpsons beat-em-up game? Oh, that was a classic.
You know, alright, I hate being a downer when it comes to game news, because everyone else is, but it's really getting kinda samey out there. At least in the AAA title arena. And, you know, frankly, from here on out, I'm just gonna play whatever stuff lands in Game Pass and just buy indie games, okay? At least indies have some new ideas, even if their resources are limited. And yeah, getting back to Aloy in Genshin Impact, I know a lot of people find it cool when their favorite character gets tossed into a game, like Kratos in Fortnite or Aloy in Genshin Impact, but it really does diminish that world and the character.
You know, I'll kind of agree with that. I mean, Genshin Impact was this nice new little world with new characters I was starting to like. Now, all of a sudden, hey, Sony property on your left! You know, it's like having a Bob Ross painting and then sticking a stormtrooper in it, you know? It's out of place. I mean, it's fun as a meme, you know, but, I mean, not much else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a good point. Even Fortnite, prior to its franchise crossover bloat, it was its own world and had its own parameters. And that's what games, at least for me, should be. A new world created by artists and devs, made for gamers to get immersed in something new, something fresh. I mean, how much do these devs care about their worlds if they're so easily willing to toss characters that have nothing to do with their initial vision right into their game? It's like putting Darth Vader into Halo. It's like, yo, Anakin, what the hell are you doing here?
The suck is strong with this one. I feel games now are like an old school toy chest where everyone dumps their toys in and then they shake it up and dump it out on the floor and say, okay, this is fine, let's play.
Yeah, whatever, dude. It just is what it is, okay? perpetually licensed characters being shuffled about numerous franchises, and with each shuffle, they get cheapened just a little bit more. You know? And honestly, I'm glad we stayed indie all these years, okay? Yeah, the money sucks, but at least we don't have to see Pilsy in freaking Brawlhalla. Or whatever.
I would love to be in Brawlhalla.
You know, me too, actually.
And then we can put Jermaine in one of those spicy Sakura visual novels. You know, like a side story, like, oh, you're in America, and then you find a goth girl in a cafe, and before you know it, you need an 18-plus patch.
Oh my god.
Oh, speaking of which, oi, no more adult content on OnlyFans! It's over, mate! It's over!
Yeah, they actually reversed that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, they reversed it, and all that stuff is still allowed on the platform.
Wow. Wow, that was a quick reversal.
I mean, what'd they do? Like, look up Tumblr and say, oi, how'd they handle lewds? Yeah, seriously.
It's kind of a weird move for that platform, you know, that's, you know, predominantly mature, you know, trying to scrub content and all that. I mean, like, all these platforms seem to be so anti-human body now. You know, they try to cover up everything and make it all spiffy, but, you know, full-on violence runs rampant, both fictional and real life, but, you know, two humans bumping into each other, as it were. Outrage!
I mean, where are the priorities? Yeah, humanity. I know all you platforms out there are trying to put the lid back on the Pandora's box that is the internet, but it's too late. You've already lost. You created these platforms to profit off of just about everything and anything you could, and when the normies complain, you try to appease your shareholders or payment processors by cleaning things up. It doesn't work that way. Aside from farming, sex is one of the world's oldest professions. It's one of the basic instincts of humanity. For those who are detached from what humans want on an animalistic level, it goes like this. Food, shelter, sex. That's it.
I think humanity is so far removed from its natural animal side that all this is just foreign to them, you know? Like, I was confronted by human nature and now feel weird.
Seriously. And, you know, hey, I'd be all for cleaning up the internet if people were honestly making an effort to overcome those carnal instinctual desires. But humans are way off from that happening. So, if OnlyFans actually went through with their nonsense, all it would do is shift that content elsewhere.
Lewdness finds a way.
Yeah.
So, wait. You mean I can be violently exploding people on the internet and it's okay? But if I show Jermaine's nipple, it's bad.
Yeah. Hey, society. I know most people don't care about my perspective on things. It's all just hot takes now and whatever you can retweet quickly, okay? But platforms. I have seen a lot of disturbing things on every platform when it comes to violence. Crap that keeps me awake at night. Things no one should have to see. Images depicting the worst of humanity. Real life horrors. Two people doing the deed never psychologically scarred me.
Wait, can I sue these platforms for PTSD? I mean, they showed me weird things. Even if I just scrolling, they pop up without me wanting it, and then I see people and animals get hurt or died. I do not want that in my feed. It hurts my eyes!
You know, that is a good question, mate.
I mean, if you're losing sleep at night over weird things you've seen on certain platforms, I mean, they psychologically traumatized you.
Yeah, everyone is so eager to put warnings on everything, but I still managed to come across some pretty horrific crap without even trying. No warnings, no prep time, just death. Any lawyer want to take that up? Between platforms abusing their content creators and content psychologically scarring us on a daily basis on those platforms. The last 10 years of my life has been a hellscape of disturbing imagery and being emotionally and financially kicked around. My mental health is in a dreadful state, whether I show it or not.
I can vouch for that! And China keeps stealing our work, by the way. Anyone want to get on that, maybe?
Oh, and speaking of human hypocrisy, you know that Hank Azaria guy?
He's the person who used to voice Apu on The Simpsons, but doesn't do that anymore because people said it was insensitive, even though Apu was awesome and I like him, and now no one runs the Quickie Mart because he doesn't exist, even though he was just a cartoon! Now I'm sad!
Yeah, that guy. So, Hank Azaria managed to land a role to portray Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. So, well, I mean, since Hank Azaria is so concerned about being sensitive to other communities' feels, I'm sure he was chosen for the role because he lines up so much with Tim Cook's attributes.
And what are those?
Well, I'm sure Hank Azaria, who has been twice married to women, is spot on to portray a man who was raised in Alabama and is apparently gay. Oh, really, I did not know that. Neither do I. Good for him. I mean, why would someone who willingly stepped down from voicing a fictional cartoon character in a long-running series because it was considered insensitive and contradictory to his own identity deliberately portray a real-life individual whose attributes and lifestyle are in contradiction to his own? Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's almost like his job as an actor is to pretend to be something he's not. Weird. That is strange, for the internet says you have to be the exact everything of the fictional or real character you're going to portray. And what bothers me here is, if he's not going to voice Apu, why does he continue to voice other characters in the series, ranging in color and ethnic background, be them bit parts or not? You're telling me they couldn't find one English-speaking person to voice John Lennon in The Simpsons? Or maybe find an actual overweight person who's into comics to be the comic book guy? And the character Cletus, well, they should just be taken out of the series altogether, as he's fairly offensive to particular groups. I just assumed his background was 100% all those characters and bit parts. Am I wrong? Maybe. Look, I know this is just me holding his feet to the flame for consistency in his actions, and honestly, at my core, I don't care if someone who is gay portrays someone who is not, and vice versa. I have a healthy understanding of the concept of acting. However, if someone is going to virtue signal to get in everyone's good graces, you better be consistent about it.
You having a laugh? Human consistency. Funny. They're not even consistent when you put him in a blender. Always so chunky and so many bones.
So, for those casting crusaders who like authenticity in their portrayal of characters, both real and fictional, look into every voice Hank Azaria has done. Every voice. Look into every actor of all colors. And let's be consistent about people being 100% accurate in their backgrounds when they portray a character, be it fictional or not. Because that is so important when you play pretend in front of a camera.
On that topic, how come no one got on Sean Penn for playing Harvey Milk, right? Or Anthony Hopkins for playing Zorro? Right, he did play Zorro. Now I completely forgot about that.
See? We can't pick and choose, folks. It's either all or nothing. Please, consistency. If you want to stop hypocrisy, stop being hypocritical. We all need to be on the same page.
I think 2020 all taught us no one is ever on the same page.
Well, if that's the case, stop bothering one person if you're not going to bother every person. Stop attacking one person for their choice in roles or who they portray merely because they may not have the same background or skin tone. If you're not going to go after everyone, then don't go after anyone.
I will say, at least Zorro's cast was 98% Latin American, so that was good for back then.
Whatever. The world is a walking contradiction, so who gives a crap anymore? We'll never progress if we can't just agree on one simple thing like acting. Acting is pretending, so why does realism matter? Authenticity only matters in maybe biographies and factual representations. Okay, cartoons, live-action comic book characters, all that crap is make-believe. If we expect our fantasies and fiction to adhere to real-world morality and dynamics, yo, your games and movie are gonna get real boring real fast. But anyway, moving forward to not reality, both Addams Family movies from the 90s, The Addams Family and Addams Family Values, are getting 4K releases, as is Citizen Kane. So Criterion is slowly starting to roll out 4K stuff, which is pretty cool.
I want my Wes Anderson films on 4K. They are colorful and artsy and well-written and fun yet depressing. You're so weird. Thank you.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is getting a 4K release, which I hope is done well. That movie was probably one of the best animated live-action films put together. And I have a feeling there is no way something like that is going to happen ever again.
What about Space Jam 2?
Never happening again. Oh, and since the spooky season is slowly creeping up upon us, for folks in the LGBTQ+ community who, like horror, you know, it's kind of tricky coming across macabre stuff that focuses on and involves that community. So, if you like horror, with a hint or helping of LGBTQ+, look into Death Drop Gorgeous. It's a slasher film. Kind of low budget, but hey, it's something. Also, look into the Boulay Brothers' Dracula. The crafting and artistry on that show is amazing. It's like Del Toro made a RuPaul drag race. It is a feast for the eyes.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, there's always a list out there you can find if that's your genre, but keep in mind, a lot of those movies on those lists are kind of a stretch. You know, they don't really focus on anything. There might be, like, one character in the background. But Sleepaway Camp is a classic.
I like Psycho Beach Party, which is never on any list. Why? Why?
Yeah, that one is really overlooked. It's kind of campy.
Also, Killer Tongue had some fun, campy humor to it with some very flamboyant characters that I feel would be very fun at parties. You know, horror films, right? They seem to be the great unifier, aren't they? Right? Because I think, regardless of your lifestyle, we can all agree that some humans need a good stabbing every so often.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So, for horror folks not in those LGBTQ plus circles, look into them as well, because, hey, it's horror. And you could be missing out on some good stuff. May not be your genre, but give it a chance.
I will say, horror movies are notoriously low budget these days, so, you know, don't get your hopes up too much.
Yeah, this is true. Also, it's not horror, but if no one has ever seen Hedwig and the Angry Inch, it's freaking amazing. Even like, what, 15 years, 20 years later? The soundtrack has guitar work from Bob Mould of Husker Du, Sugar, which lends a lot of sheen to the sound. But if you like a more raw version, get the original Broadway score instead. It still sounds good, but has more of a chaotic energy to it, which I think is more in line with the film's feel, but to each their own.
You know, I like Type O Negative's version of Angry Inch. It was very dark, but good. And Frank Black from the Pixies did a fun cover of Sugar Daddy. I like the Pixies, and I like Sugar. Sugar Daddy, take me home.
Are we good here? I guess. This week we had to deal with Hurricane Henri.
Damn the French!
Which was uneventful, thankfully. And because of that, in prep time, Josie has been in offline mode to conserve power just in case. So, I guess we're out. Be safe, stay smart.
Avoid the stupids like the plague, because they literally are right now.
You know, it's sad because it's actually true. Yep, Darwinism finds a way. Just make sure you're not in its path. And again, yo, on the topic of acting, cartoons, fiction, it's all make-believe. Let these things move beyond your concept of real-world limitations. If you keep placing restrictions on who can portray what, you're all going to be headed towards really dark times, filled with throwaway content that is completely forgettable.
We already found, mate!
Oh, God.
I just found out Jessica Rabbit isn't a real rabbit! Should we cancel her?
Yeah. Cancel Jessica Rabbit for not being a rabbit.
You know, the guy who played the detective, well, I think his name was Bob Hoskins. He wasn't a real detective. Nor a plumber when he played Mario in the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah. Weird. English actors playing Americans? Guess we should look into that, too.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, English actors are kind of a cut above, you know, so... Cancel culture be damned! I don't care if Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, or Wolverine are played by Europeans. They all did fantastic.
Agreed. It's almost like a good actor can play any role, regardless of background.
So weird. So I'm confused. Do I feed Jessica Rabbit carrots or no?
You know, that is some imagery right there. Okay. All right, we're out. Everybody be well, stay safe. The world, the usual. Enjoy fiction, I guess, if you can. If people let you. Later. Down.